The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sean Defoe with you on The Hard Shoulder. Plenty still to come in the next hour, but we are going to start with some breaking news, and that is from the Taoiseach Simon Harris, who has announced the decision to close Ireland's embassy in Iran. Take a listen.
I have, though, become increasingly concerned about the operational environment in which our embassy in Tehran is functioning and the ability of our diplomatic staff to perform their functions safely. It is in light of the deteriorating situation, following consultation with my officials and in very close consultation and coordination with EU partners, I have now decided to temporarily relocate our personnel from Tehran. This is not a decision that I have taken lightly. Arrangements have been made for the embassy to continue its operations from our Dublin headquarters. Staff at my department's headquarters have now assumed the embassy's consular functions, and they remain in contact with the small number of Irish citizens remaining in Iran. These arrangements will continue until it is possible and safe for our personnel to return to Iran.
For more now, I'm joined by Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Craig, what more can you tell us?
Hi, Sean, and hello to your listeners. I think it's a very interesting development here. We've got the four Irish staff who are based in Tehran effectively being brought home. As the Taoiseach has said, the situation has now become too dangerous for them to operate there. And I guess this really kind of gives you a sense of where the international community thinks this conflict is heading for, and that isn't for a solution in the immediate future. We know that Donald Trump, the US president, has said he will decide within the next 2 weeks whether the US will get involved militarily in this conflict or not. Despite saying that, indicating that they already had done by saying, you know, we have controlled the skies. It isn't out of the ordinary. We saw when the Russian invasion of Ukraine happened that our embassy in Kyiv was closed temporarily for about 6 months. I suppose the other interesting thing about this is the fact that we have an embassy in Tehran at all at the moment, because it was very controversially reopened, announced it was going to reopen in 2021, having been closed in the aftermath of the financial crash, and is only really fully up and running the best part of a year.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that myself, I have to admit. Craig Hughes, political editor of the Daily Mail, thanks a million for joining us with that breaking news in The Hard Shoulder, and of course we'll keep you up to date on those developments and news bulletins throughout the evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.